You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Are you staying warm?
I'm so sick of this cold weather and snow. We're supposed to get more snow.
I know, but you're the one who wants the snow. I remember at the beginning of the season, you were like, oh, I can't wait for it to snow. I love the snow.
Well, I've had my share. Thank you.
Yeah, so have I, a long time ago. I can much easier deal with hot weather than cold weather. I'd rather be in a tropical climate than this type of climate here.
Me too.
We've got lots of great things to talk about today on Casual Friday. Lots of great stories that listeners have sent in to us that we'll be addressing today. We're going to break with tradition. We actually have a guest on the show today. How do you like that?
I like that.
And I know you like his product too. It's Ray Spots from Trusted Health Products. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you.
Hi, yeah. Ray. How are you?
Great, Elisa. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. He got my name right.
I know, right? Most people just call you Lisa. They leave the A off. So anyway, we have Ray on because we want to talk a little bit about AuraMD. For those of you who are new to the show and aren't clear about what this is, AuraMD is an alternative to toxic toothpaste that Elisa and I discovered and wanted to share with the audience because we love this stuff. Ray, for those who haven't heard the story before, tell the story about how AuraMD came about.
Well, the way it worked is I had asked my assistant to get me an appointment with a dentist closer in because I needed to get a teeth cleaning. I hadn't had my teeth cleaned in a couple of years. And we had developed this product in-house because we didn't want to use the regular toothpaste because of all the harmful ingredients in it. So we're kind of the natural type, so to say. And when I was getting my teeth cleaned, the hygienist said, "What are you doing to your gums? What's going on here?" And I said, "Well, I'm just using this oil that we have, this liquid toothpaste." And she says, "I can't believe it." She says, "I've never seen anything like this. You don't have any bleeding points. You don't have this. That. I've never seen gums this strong. I've dealt with hundreds of patients." And she was just all over the gum thing, talking about how great my gums were. And, of course, it never occurred to me that they were that great. And the dentist comes over, and she says the same thing. She says, "What are you doing to your gums?" And I says, "Well, I'm just using this tooth oil." She says, "I have people that need this product. I want to buy 50 bottles right now."
I bet you are happy.
Yeah. We're just using it in-house, so, you know. And I ask her, I says, "Well, what would a bottle of this stuff go for that dentists would sell?" And she says, anywhere from 50 to 100. She says some dentists, a modest price would be 50. Some would charge $100 a bottle for a product.
Are you kidding?
That's what she said. And she said, "I want 50 bottles right away." So I talked to my formulation department, and we went into a formulation on the product. And then later on, of course, we use it just as a toothpaste, a mouthwash, and a breath freshener. You know, it's a tremendous breath freshener because it kills the bacteria on contact, so it's really, really good as an antibacterial product, the ingredients in it. And, you know, it lasts longer than the breath mints you use, because the breath mints are filled with chemicals, and literally you're adding more bacteria by using those breath mints, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. Yes, it works for a while, but then you got the more bacteria in there, so it's not good. With this product, it's a liquid, and it goes in there, and boom, it just knocks it out, and it's natural, so there's no bacteria. It's killing the bacteria.
Now, in this day and age, it's you pay for what's not in products typically, right? So everybody finally got wise about fluoride, and so people are looking for non-fluoridated toothpaste nowadays because we know that fluoride is poison.
Did you know they put fluoride in rat poisoning? sodium fluoride in rats?
Well, of course, because they want the rats to have clean teeth when they die.
Well, Dr. Dean Burke over at the National Cancer Institute said that fluoride was the number one ingredient that caused cancer.
Really?
He said it was the number one cancer-causing ingredient out there. They're
putting it in mouthwash now. I saw a commercial on TV when I was on the treadmill this morning saying that it makes your gums stronger. So they're putting it in the fluoride to make your teeth stronger. Yeah.
Yeah, and the bottom line on that is all the studies that have been done is there's no conclusive proof that it makes your teeth stronger.
Well, in fact, I forget if it was Sweden or Ireland that recently they did a study and they hid it. I want to say the study was done in 2008, 2009. It's finally come forward now, and they are now eliminating fluoride from the water because it shows that the fluoride does not prevent tooth decay at all, not even in the least. And so they said, well, why are we putting this in our water?
Yeah, they did a study of 400,000 people in one city and found out that fluoride, it was worse with more cavities than it was without the fluoride. So they did a study over a long period of time, and now Europe is pretty much fluoride-free. I think it's 97% of the fluoride has gone out of Europe, out of the drinking supply and everything else. And they banned it in some countries. I mean, China doesn't use it anymore. In fact, half the fluoride that's used in the world is used right here in the United States.
Isn't that sad? You know, we really are guinea pigs here in the United States. There's no doubt about it. We really are. Because the FDA provides us with no protection whatsoever against anything at all. It's just laughable. You're taking your life in your own hands nowadays by using most of the products that people think are safe and healthy.
Well, it comes really down to politics. The bottom line is fluoride is a product from the aluminum industry. It's a toxic hazard waste material. So rather than having to pay the money to dispose of it, which is very costly, they figured out, well, we'll put it in the water supply. So they came up with this idea to put it in the water supply and saying that it made teeth stronger. And boom, here we are. So it was all politics that did it. It was the politicians that agreed to it. In fact, back in 2009, there were 200 scientists that went to Congress and asked them to eliminate fluoride and make it essentially illegal in this country because of all the damaging things that they had seen that it had done, and Congress said no.
Well,
that's how big the lobbies are.
And I remember when I was a kid, they used to come into your school and they used to hand out bottles of fluoride that they would say that they wanted you to gargle with.
They do like a fluoride rinse on younger kids. Yeah.
And you know, if your child is brushing his or her teeth with regular toothpaste that has fluoride in it, then they are getting small amounts of fluoride in their gut every single day. You're
they
just feeding it to
it.
Them. Sure,
yeah, they
you can. I don't care how much you gargle, you still swallow some of it.
Well, you know, remember when we were in school, we used to be playing with mercury too.
Yeah, I know. I used to do that. I actually brought a thermometer to school once and broke it and put the mercury in my hand and we were all rolling it around.
I did.
Yeah,
that
exactly. Well, now if something like that happens, you got the fire department over there.
Yeah, hazmat.
You know what I mean? And they were using mercury amalgam fillings 50 years ago.
Oh, they're still using them today.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot rarer than what it was, but they're finally learning.
And what about the triclosan they put in toothpaste? That's known.
Yeah,
to cause
that's now
cancer.
That's now starting to and heart problems too. That's starting to be discovered now. Yeah,
I think that the FDA is going to revisit the triclosan because of all the negative stuff that's come in on it.
Yeah.
You know? So what I had read is that they're doing that, and then the big one that a lot of people don't know about is sodium lauryl sulfate.
Yes.
And the studies on that is it's a detergent and it's what makes toothpaste suds up. And the bottom line is what it's doing is killing cells. And they use sodium lauryl sulfate world over as a skin irritant in clinical studies. That's what they use to irritate the skin. If they want to do a study that irritates the skin. And what's happening is it's killing the cells. And one study out of Norway. Is that of Norway? One study out of Norway and it said that it was killing the cells in your mouth. And people were more prone to get canker sores. And I remember that after I had quit using regular toothpaste and got on this liquid toothpaste, or MD, that I used to get canker sores all the time, man. I mean, I eat a lot of sweets and stuff like that, and I was getting canker sore after canker sore after canker sore. I mean, every other month or every month, one would pop up, And then I noticed then over a few months, it wasn't right away, but over a few months gradually, and then all of a sudden no more canker sores. And I haven't had a canker sore now in over 10 years, you know. Now the other thing it does, too, is they say that it's causing receding gums. So there's a study indicating that sodium lauryl sulfate, because it's killing the cells, is causing gums to recede. So there's a lot of nasty stuff.
So think about this. These are products made for you to put in your mouth, and then they destroy your mouth.
Sodium lauryl sulfate, I read, is used in garage floor cleaners. And you're putting car wash soap. And you're putting that in your mouth.
Thanks to the FDA.
Yes.
The FDA. You know what's funny? We just had this discussion yesterday when I was talking to an author of a book about food processing. And I said, you know, the FDA really provides no service to the American people, because what they do is they allow things to be given to us that harm us. And then after years of harm, they say, oh, we're taking that off the market, but all the damage has been done. And what the FDA defends themselves by saying, well, we don't have the resources to test everything and make sure that it's safe. Wait a minute. Are you joking? That's job one. So you're saying you can't do job one? Then pack your bags and close the doors. Let's find a better way. This is a joke.
It's terrible. And with the cosmetic industry, there's really hardly any regulation on that. So they're not even testing ingredients there. So it's off the skew. One thing I wanted to say, you guys, that we had done is we had a clinical study done on the ingredients of Aura MD at the University of Kentucky. And when the guy done the clinical study, the main guy over there, they've been there for 30 years, says, look, this is the way it works. He says, we're going to do one clinical study, then we'll do a second one, then we'll do a third one. At the end of the third one, if we see any improvement, a marginal improvement, then we'll do a paper. And I says, sure, fair enough. And so we started with the first one, which is just a very small one, okay? And the numbers on killing periodontal bacteria for the ingredients were off the chart. In fact, it killed every periodontal bacteria, and the numbers were off the chart. And I asked his assistant, I says, well, how excited is he? And she says, well, he doesn't get excited about anything because he's been here for 30 years and he's seen everything, okay? And she says, but he's at least an 8.5 on a 10 scale on what this product has done. And rather than doing a paper, they done waiting for three clinical studies. They done a paper immediately on the effects of our ingredients on killing periodontal bacteria.
That's amazing, because it said that, you know, and I know that you don't like to discuss some of these things because you have to be cautious about what you say. But there's also evidence that using this oil that you have, all these oils that are in Aura MD, can actually, let's just say, put bone in a position where if it's going to heal and rebuild, it can. Let's just say it that way. Isn't that kind of the case?
Well, I'm going to be very careful on what I say. I know that I had one guy call me one time, and of course that's clinically impossible. But I had a guy call me from Canada, and he said, I just wanted to tell you this. He said, I've been going to the dentist. I've been using your product for 7 years now. I just came out of the dentist, and the dentist told me that my bone was growing back. Now, we can't attribute that to ORMD, but this guy thought it did. Okay?
Right.
He thought that ORMD caused it. But the main thing with ORMD is our product is all natural. It's a toothpaste, it's a mouthwash, and it's a breath freshener. And if you've got any kind of issues with, you know, your gums and stuff like that, the key to that is good oral hygiene. So you got a brush, you got a floss. And if you're going to do all those things and try and get your gums and what you have back in order, you need to be using a product that is really a good product rather than using the regular toothpaste that actually is a lot of times working against you because of the sodium lauryl sulfate and the fluoride and stuff like that. Use something that's all natural. But our product, we've got it priced now for your people, Carl, and we don't do this anywhere else, but for your people, we got that buy one, get one free. And if you just use it as a toothpaste, and we did this, so that we would compete with toothpaste, but if you just use 2 drops a day, twice a day, you're going to get over 3 months out of a bottle, which comes to about $3.49 a month.
It's ridiculous.
For our product.
It's so strong. I just use 2 drops.
And, yeah, that's all you need.
And I'm going to tell you something. And one of the things that I got emails from a couple people when they first started using it saying, you know, it took them a while to get used to not having all that foam and froth in their mouth that is produced by the surfactants in regular toothpaste. But once you get past that notion that foam and froth is indicative that the toothpaste is doing something, What you find out about AuraMD is when you're done brushing your teeth with it, your teeth actually feel squeaky clean, like when you come away from the dentist after you get a tooth cleaning, and they're using abrasives and machinery to do that. You know what I mean?
Well, it leaves a really fresh, clean feeling in your mouth, unlike anything you've ever experienced. In fact, we've had several testimonies of people just call us and told us and sent us emails and what have you, and they said after we've been on your product for a couple of weeks, we can't go back to toothpaste because it tastes so gunky. Yep. You know, in other words, there's such a difference from the aftertaste of our product and toothpaste that there's no comparison. In other words, with our product, you can tell that it's fresh and clean and it feels good. You know what I mean? And with toothpaste, it's just, you know, it's just what it is. And so it's an amazing product.
We have to take a break. For those of you who are not familiar with AuraMD, Elisa and I really won't ever use anything else because it really is a healthy alternative to toothpaste. Doesn't have any of the toxics and poisons in it that toothpaste has. Makes your mouth fresher. You people will comment about how fresh your breath is from across the room after you use it. And it's economical. It's much less expensive to use than regular toothpaste. And if you don't buy it for yourself, buy it for your kids, because there's plenty of good studies that have actually shown that children who have high fluoride intake have lower IQs. So you probably buy them bottled water already, but then you're letting them brush your teeth with Colgate or something like that, and it's backfiring on you. Go to superhumanradio.com. On the homepage, there's a buy one, get one free of AuraMD. Try it. I promise you that you will never be able to use anything else to brush your teeth. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to Ray about something that we're getting emails about. They also at Trusted Health make some oils for the face and skin that are pretty exciting. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ray Spots from Trusted Health Products. So, for a little while, we advertised on the Superhuman Radio website a couple products made by Trusted Health Products that were for your skin, and I used them myself personally.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, but we didn't get as good of a response as I had hoped for from the audience. And I don't know why that is, to be honest with you, but I do get some emails from people saying, what were those products? So talk about those products that you make that are for the skin. For those out there who maybe are already getting Aura MD from you, to let them know that it's available. And for those who are looking for some skin alternatives.
Well, Carl, women have been lied to so much on skincare that they're pretty much jaded to skincare products because, you know, everything they've been told, it doesn't work the way that they had hoped it would.
Right.
And these products are so, well, they're all natural, and they're really cold-pressed oils. So we've got almond oil, orange oil, lemon oil, avocado, olive, evening primrose, and apricot oil in there. And the bottom line is what a lot of people don't understand, because you got this thing about putting oil on my face. Oh, I can't do that. I don't want my face to be all oily and everything. But what they don't understand is your skin automatically makes oil to come up and protect your first level on your face, on your skin. And so they get this oil on their skin, and they get soap, and they get it off there as quick as they can. And all of a sudden, your skin is overproducing, trying to get more oil up there because it's trying to protect everything. You're washing the oil off, and next thing you know, you're kind of on a treadmill with your skin, okay? And it's on the treadmill, a 24-hour treadmill. Well, what this product is it's oils that you actually put on your face, so it helps those oils that your body produces, and it goes in immediately. In other words, if you stick it on there, put it on there, and you guys know this, then in a minute or two, it is already absorbed into your skin.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whether you've got dry skin or oily skin, it doesn't make any difference. It works for both. And we've had so many phenomenal testimonials on this product. I mean, women are literally flipped out over how well this product is working. Now, I will warn you, and I'll tell you this right up front, that because of all the stuff that women have used on their face, that this product is a natural product, and it's going to go in there, and you know, a lot of women, I'd say about 30% of them, are going to see a detox, okay? So as they start using the product, they might get a little bit of a breakout that'll last one or two or 3 days or something like that, maybe even up to a week. But after that period of time and all that stuff has gone out, your skin will be nicer and look better than you've ever seen it before. And people are just, I mean, we have gotten phenomenal testimonials over this product and what people are saying.
And why do you think guys don't pay attention to this, Elisa? I mean, I take care of my skin because eventually I want to be back on television, right? I don't want to look like a wrinkled-up guy.
Ray, I can tell a difference when Carl's not using the oil on his face and when he is. And he's been using it recently, and his skin looks so much better. I use it. I'll just put it on when I wake up. I'll put that on first thing after I, you know, rinse and wash my face a little bit. I'll put that oil on. I came downstairs the other day, and Carl said, "You look so beautiful." And all I had done was just put the oil on my face.
Yeah, it makes your skin glow. It actually makes your skin glow. It does.
It's really, it smells good too.
I was just gonna say, I like the smell. The strongest scent in it is the orange, the citrus. I love that smell. It's so clean.
But your skin, Carl, your skin looks a lot nicer when you use the oil as compared to when you don't. And they have the body oil also.
But isn't it terrible that guys don't pay attention to the skin to their face that way?
I think so.
Well, you know, guys are guys, and I understand that, but I use it as an aftershave, and we're going to come out with an aftershave product that just for guys. But I mean, I've been using it that way for a long time. But you know, one of the people that used our product was Christy Stucker, and she was Mrs. Kentucky 2009, and she was so impressed with the product that she emailed us and called us and said, you know, I really, really like this product. And we asked her, well, would you just give us a testimonial on how it works? But she said that sometimes, and she's like around 40, she says sometimes that the product works so well that she doesn't have to put any makeup on or anything. Just boom, the product's on, and she looks good enough, and she's gone, you know? And it's a phenomenal, phenomenal product.
Well, the other thing about it is, you know, most women's products, as you said a moment ago, they don't even know if they're really working. And then on top of that, it's like $100 for a bottle of something that lasts a month.
Oh, and, no,
like,
man.
It's ridiculous.
Well, our product lasts for 2 months, okay? And it's $24, $24 for 2 months, so that's about $12 a month for the product. But if you buy the AM and the PM, and there's two, there's one for AM, one for PM, then there's a discount there. So we figured it out that I think it was around $8 a month or something like that. We figured out that if you'd done our best deal, it would run you about $8 a month for the product. So, I mean, women aren't going to go anywhere and find anything anywhere close to this. In fact, this product, it could easily sell for $59 or $89 a bottle. I mean, we look at other stuff out there that's not as good as ours, and they're getting those kinds of prices. But we wanted to make it just for the average person that they could get it, the person that shop at Walmart or what have you, that they could get it too. So we wanted to make it available for everybody. And we're getting really rave reviews on this. I mean, the ORMD, we get good reviews on that. But I mean, women are passionate about this product, Carl. They're passionate about this product and how well that it works. I mean, they're shocked.
Well, we don't have that banner ad up on the website any longer. So those who are listening to the show today, if they want to, for whatever reason, take advantage of the skin oils, what should they do? Should they call the company or go to your company website?
They can call or go to the company website. Our phone number is 888-423-7500. That's 888-423-7500 or trustedhealthproducts.com, and they can find it there, trustedhealthproducts.com.
And obviously, if they go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad, while they'll be transported to a special page created just for Superhuman Radio to get a buy one, get one free, they can obviously roam around the website from there as well, because there's other products. There's a body lotion that I like as well, Body Splash, that's really, really great. I really love, yeah.
The botanical splash. Now, the one thing we forgot to mention is we customize the product to your name. So, like for you, it's Beautiful Elisa. It can be Beautiful Karen, Beautiful Susan. So, in other words, you've actually got a product in your bathroom that's actually showing that there it is, and you've got your name right on the
personalized.
Product.
Yeah, personalized. That's pretty cool.
That makes it nice. And the botanical splash. This is a facial product, the Beautiful, but the botanical splash is from the neck down on the body. And what you want to do with that product is you take a shower when you're ready to relax and you put that over your entire body.
Yeah.
And I mean, it has such a great aroma and you just feel so soothed, so relaxed. And then, if you've got any areas, I mean, your skin the next day when you wake up will be the smoothest you can ever remember it being. I mean, it works immediately, and it's shocking how well that product works.
Great products at trustedhealthproducts.com. And, of course, Aura MD, is, in my humble opinion, is a lifesaver for a lot of people. If you've never tried Aura MD, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Aura MD banner ad today, and get a buy one, get one free. I promise you, you will never, ever, ever think about buying toothpaste again. This stuff is economical. It's healthy. It's the best, and it's not going to poison you and your family, and that's really the most important thing right there. Ray, I want to thank Trusted Health Products, first of all, for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and then also for you coming, taking time to come on the show today.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you and Elisa for supporting our product and doing what you're doing here with Superhuman Radio. We appreciate you guys.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Ray.
Okay, you do the same. Okay, bye, Elisa.
Bye.
Talk to you guys. Bye.
All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will resume with our traditional casual Friday as we talk about nutritional idiocies, FDA hypocrisies, things in the news, and listener questions and comments. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits, so will you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Elisa, there are so many good stories in the news. I don't know where to start. I feel like a kid at Christmas time here.
Really?
Yeah. There's one here I want to take special exception with, but I'm going to let you lead the what you want to talk about first.
I want to just mention quickly, which I find fascinating, that CVS has announced that they're going to stop selling tobacco products, cigarettes, and all tobacco products out of all of their pharmacy stores by October 1st, 2014. I mean, and I applaud them for doing that.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, they say that they're a pharmacy. They're supposed to be delivering healthy messages to the people, and they just don't think that tobacco is in line with their message.
Does Walgreens sell tobacco products?
Yes.
The Healthy Place. Isn't that what they call themselves? The Healthy Place, Walgreens.
Well, maybe since CVS is going to take this stand, maybe others will follow.
I think that's a great, I mean, that's baffling to me why they even, I never even realized they, you know, I don't buy cigarettes, so I don't pay attention to who sells them. But it's baffling to me that pharmacies would even sell cigarettes. But then again, what's next? Some pharmacies carry alcohol. So they're going to say, well, wait a minute, alcohol's no good either. We're not going to carry that either.
They just said, their chief medical officer said that CVS Caremark is continually looking for ways to promote health and reduce the burden of disease. I applaud them for that.
No,
now,
I do.
They need to take the vaccines out of their
store. Vaccines and the statin drugs and all the they'll just be an empty building when they're done. If they had to get rid of everything that's harmful because they have cosmetics, it's like they'd just be empty. Come on into CVS. We have nothing to sell.
Well, I wonder if we can get Subway to stop using bread on their sandwiches.
So wait a minute. Okay, so let's talk about this, right? So this food babe.
Well, this is everywhere. It's all over the news now.
I know. First of all, we started talking about how horrible the bread was at Subway's 2 years ago when you first started doing the show.
We were talking about the ammonium sulfate that causes the bread to turn brown and have that brown color.
Yeah, the whole wheat bread it's brown not because it has whole wheat in it. It's because they put
ammonium sulfate.
Which is fertilizer.
It's plant fertilizer.
Right. So there's more stuff in there too. Look, I did a show yesterday with Melanie Warner. The book was published back in 2013, the hardcover. She talks about the stuff in Subway sandwiches that they use in yoga mats in this book. But this Food Babe comes out and she's like, oh, well, Food Babe is going to get them. Food Babe read the book.
And you don't know that.
Oh, Melanie Warner wrote about this in 2013. Okay? It's in the book. There's a lot of other things in her book that you'll be shocked to find out that are in foods. She talked about some of them on yesterday's show. I'm sure that when Food Babe gets to those chapters, she'll be writing about that as well.
She got over 57,000 to sign her petition and sent it to the company.
Well, good for her. Look, I commend her for taking the information and running with it. But this information is out there. If you read Pandora's Lunchbox, you're going to find out that removing hydrogenated oils hasn't made the oils they're using in fast food places any better. That soybean oil has some dangers to it, even in the non-hydrogenated form. This book is great. I said yesterday when I posted this show, if you eat, you must read this book. And I really mean that. This book is brilliant. When you read this book and you see the myriad of things that are in foods that are also used in industrial applications and everything else, like the yoga mat material in bread at Subway, you'll be shocked. So you need to read this book, Pandora's Lunchbox, and then you can be your own food babe.
Subway says that she had nothing to, they made a statement saying that she had nothing to do with them taking the product out of their bread, that they were already in the process of removing, and it's an azodicarbonamide.
Right. Yeah. azodicarbonamide. And that, you know why? Because the first scrutiny about this ingredient was when Pandora's Lunchbox was released. That's when they first said, uh-oh, we got something coming here.
Well, they're trying to improve their bread, and that's one of the steps of improving their bread. I wonder if they've taken the ammonium sulfate out of
it. No, of course not, because no one's pointing about that yet. What did I do?
Nothing.
I was picking my tooth. Is that what it was? I wonder if they, you know, there's so many things in food today that are just garbage, and just we need people to write about them. People like Melanie Warner. So that everyone can read it and stay clear of it.
Speaking of garbage, did you read the story about the Utah school that they took the kids' lunch, that the poor children, first of all, they they can't tell if someone is behind on their payment until they've already gotten their food and are checking out. So the kids go through the lunch line in this particular school in
Utah. And when the lady goes to cash, hit the cash register,
she sees that they don't have the money to pay for the food. So she takes the food and throws it away because they're not allowed to put it back in the food line. And she gives them milk and fruit, and that's their lunch.
This is, what school is this?
It's a Salt Lake City, Utah school.
This is stupid, okay? This is, first of all, it's not the kids, it's the parents that get behind on the lunch.
Not only that, it's our tax dollars being tossed into the trash can.
Well, and then exactly, and then who's paying for that food that they're just throwing away? I mean, what a waste.
Our tax dollars.
What a waste.
And what about the humiliation that the children are experiencing? It's not their fault. This occurred also once in a state. They wrote about the story and talked about where it occurred in Texas as well. The parents called the mother and said they weren't going to give the child breakfast until
she
came.
Oh, the school called the mother.
The school called the mother. And she had to go that morning, leave work, and pay for the account to bring it up to date, or they weren't going to let that child have breakfast.
You know, I can understand that schools are being crunched by budgets and this money makes a difference. And I can understand calling the parent and maybe even getting a credit card over the phone because everybody's so busy. I can understand that. So the kid ended up getting their lunch that day because the mom ran down. Because let's face it, when I used to make lunch for my kids, if I forgot, like, let's say I got them to school and then realized I left the lunch at home, then I had to run to school and drop the lunch off. So I can understand that. But taking food and throwing in the trash, what they should have done was notated that the account was in the negative, given the kid that lunch and said to the kid, listen, you need to make sure your mom or dad calls because there's no more money left in your account. And then call that parent and say, look, we fed your child today. We can't do it tomorrow.
Well, they were trying to get a hold of the parents, but evidently there were some parents that they couldn't reach. And those are the ones that they did this to.
Yeah. The poor kid is caught in the middle. That's what I say. And the school is stupid and the parents are stupid. Both of them. This is where kids could probably work things out better than adults.
But they're, you know, always talking about how the children need the nutrition and then they do this.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, okay, because I know that I'm probably going to piss some people off, but this is not a partisan statement. But right now, I think it's the First Lady who is both crusading for school lunch change and a spokesperson for Subway at the same time. And you know, I haven't verified, like in Snopes, that she really is the spokesperson for Subway. I don't know where I read that. So maybe what I should do is look to see if that's true, because if that's true, I think that the First Lady needs to step away from that relationship, because Subway is not a good choice for food, and someone who is involved in healthy school lunches should not be the spokesperson for a product like Subway, because the implication is Subway is good as a school lunch.
Mm-hmm.
This is a mistake, in my opinion. But we'll have to see. I guess I'm going to have to dig it up. If anybody knows for sure the First Lady is actually the spokesperson for Subway, I'd love to see where we can get that information. We have to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of great stories to talk about, endless stories to talk about, because there's nothing but idiocy out there when it comes to feeding the American population. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
on Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
I got worried there for a second.
Yeah, it happens once in a while. Ghost in the system.
Okay, so everybody's all up in arms about this new Biggest Loser.
Because she happens to be the Biggest Loser.
She went from 260 pounds to I think it was 105. 105. And she did this in a handful of months, a few months. And now they're saying she's actually underweight because of her BMI calculations. And when they showed a clip about it on television, they showed Jillian Michaels, who was not her trainer, but she was in the audience. She had a look of shock on her face when she saw this woman. And so did the other guy, too. I don't remember his name.
So what they're saying is she took the Biggest Loser proposition too far. That's what they're saying. She lost way too much weight.
Yes.
But do you think she lost weight? I mean, how tall is she?
She's 5'4", and she weighs 105.
I don't think that's...
I saw one blogger compare her to Karen Carpenter, saying that she looked anorexic and that this is not a healthy model for people to see on television.
Oh, yeah. But who is a healthy model, according to them?
Well, I mean, they do it. They work out. They show them working out. Have you ever watched the show?
I did a long time ago. So you said she's 5'4"? I just want to see something. Yes. So she's 5'4", all right, and she weighs 105 pounds. So that means that her BMI is 18.5. So she is underweight, according to them, but not very far. So they're saying that, here's what they're saying.
Well, look,
for her height, a normal weight range would be 108 to 145 pounds. So she's 3 pounds under the quote unquote normal weight. So after a good meal, she would be a normal weight.
She won $250,000. That's
good for her.
That's incentive.
That's really good. I say that, you know what? They're all just jealous. That's all. Because she looks great, and now she's got a bunch of money, too. Next, she'll be on the, what's that movie? What's that reality TV show where they get you married? The Bachelorette show. Yeah, there she go. You know what? Nobody's ever satisfied.
Okay, so there's a new study that just came out in the Journal of Internal Medicine that found that Americans get 25% or more of their calories from sugar.
Right.
And I don't think that's any earth-shattering news.
No, and I think that's probably conservative. I got to be honest with you. Especially the number of people that I know that drink sodas all day long, and they and they're getting their sugar from things that have sugar added to them. It's not like they're eating apples and peaches all day long. They're eating foods that have sugar added to them.
Well, and it says that they're nearly 3 times more likely to die from heart disease than those who consumed less than 10% of their calories.
Well, they also have a higher rate of cancer because of all the sugar.
Well, one of the things that Marion Nestle started a petition, and I think her petition was back in February 2013 to petition the FDA to get the food labeling change, because what the manufacturers do is, instead of putting everything under just sugar, and it would be like the first ingredient. So you pick up an ingredient and you know sugar is the first ingredient. You put it back down because you know that's what it consists
of. Predominantly made of, right?
Yeah. Well, they break it up into, let's say,
the
honey,
type of sugar.
Agave, sugar beet, high fructose corn syrup, and they break it up into several different ingredients so that it looks like it's not the main ingredient.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I commend her. She's brilliant, Mary Nestle, and she's done a lot for exposing some of the problems in our food supply. But I disagree with it here, because you just have to look at the carbohydrate.
But a lot
of it'll say 24 grams of sugar.
A lot of people don't know that, Carl.
Okay. If a lot of people don't know enough to look at the food label, like you're saying, and instead of reading all the ingredients, just go over and says protein, fat, carbohydrates, and it says carbohydrates, total carbohydrate 34 grams, and then it says sugar 33 grams. That's all sugar. There's all sugar in there.
Well, a lot of people don't, A, know how to read the labels, and B, they don't know what carbs, sugars, or carbs are, or fats. I have a friend who, he shall remain nameless, didn't know what protein was, didn't know what a carb was. He didn't know that rice was a carb and meat was a protein. He didn't know what the macronutrients
were. But in his case, Mary Nestle's changes are going to help, because if he can't look at the numbers and go 40 grams of carbs, 37 grams of sugar, then he's not going to be able to read. He's not even reading the ingredient list.
No, that's true.
I mean, the easiest thing to look at is it has, you know, 4 grams of fat, 30 grams of carbohydrates, 16 grams of protein. And then right under the carbohydrates, it usually says what fiber and what sugar. I mean, that's what people need to look at. If you're eating a food
that's very, very high, like the carbohydrate makeup is predominantly sugar, don't eat it. That means that there's a lot of sugar added, unless it's a fresh fruit.
Okay, so of course, the American beverage industry, they responded to the new study that just came out. I think it came out yesterday, actually.
They responded by putting their fingers in their ears and going, nah, 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 nah.
No, they said that this study shows that adult consumption of added sugar has actually declined, as recently reported by the CDC. A significant part of that reduction is from decreased added sugars from beverages, due in part to our member companies' ongoing innovation in providing more low and no calorie options.
But they're so stupid. So they're looking at this like, oh, see, people used to have 26% of their diet from sugar. Now it's only 25%. That's thanks to us. No, it needs to be down to like 5%. They need to cut all soda out entirely in order to really achieve this. And they're taking credit for this. Oh, see? It's coming down. No, it's not coming down. It's still way too high. And you know what? That really kind of leads us into this next story. So childhood cancer rates in America are climbing. So it's estimated that 187 out of 1 million children under the age of 19 will develop a cancer, and most of them lymphatic cancers and blood type cancers, which are really, really dangerous. And so the most stunning line of this article is new diagnoses have inched up each year, most recently to about 187 per 1 million children from infancy to 19 years of age. The increases have been driven by blood and lymphatic system cancers, including acute lymphatic leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Experts are unsure why, but they say better diagnosis could be a factor. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, right? If you have an undiagnosed cancer, then chances are it's going to kill you. And when you die from it, they would say you died from cancer. So I don't buy the better diagnosis issue here with these kids, okay? And the idea that they say they're unsure why this is, well, let me take a stab at it. Could it be pesticides, high sugar consumption, lack of activity, artificial ingredients in foods that children are forced to eat? Could it be the suggestions by the MyPlate? Yeah, sure, eat more vegetables and fruits, but make sure that they are of the GMO and heavily laden with pesticides and herbicides. Soon, 2,4-D. I mean, you really don't know why these kids are getting cancer? You have to be an idiot not to at least assume some of these things. I know it's not scientific, the rigors of science, but come on. These kids are the ones that are eating. You know what? If 25% of the American diet is made up of sugar, that is an average. So I'm willing to bet that the average adult is eating 15 grams of sugar and the average kid is eating 40, and that's where they're getting the mean of 25.
It says the study did not offer definitive reasons why the rate continues to rise. The question remains the source of considerable debate in the medical community. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They can debate and kids can lose their lives, but I'm telling you right now, if your kid is eating a high sweetened diet, high sugar diet, and you're feeding your kid nothing but Hot Pockets and things that people are making and putting in boxes and it's sitting in the freezer and refrigerator section, and your kid is sitting at home watching television all day and not being active, your kid has a high probability of cancer and chances is obese.
Well, let's add in the factor. Okay, we were just talking about this earlier with Ray. The triclosan in their toothpaste, that causes
fluoride.
Cancer. Fluoride in the toothpaste.
And in the water if you're drinking tap water.
BPA that they're getting.
You want to know why these kids are getting cancer? We have the perfect
pesticides,
storm.
Yes.
We have the perfect storm to create cancer.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
So,
oh man, it makes me want to just blow my brains out sometimes. I'm thinking to myself, like, this country is like lemmings walking off a cliff and everybody's going, we don't understand why we fall off the cliff. Well, stop walking in that direction. And I want to mention something else while we're at it, since we're talking about obesity just for a second.
Yes.
And we were talking, this is something I didn't forward to you, but I'm going to want to talk about it real quick. So the World Cup games in Brazil, right? They have special seats for obese people.
Really?
The seats are half off and a free
accompanying seat is available to someone who has to accompany the obese person to the World Cup games. Now, this is in USA Today. To be eligible to sit in one of these seats, fans will have to present a doctor's note proving that they have a body mass index of 30 or greater. Not that they're ill, just a doctor's note that says, yes, this person has a BMI of 30 or greater. Okay, listen to this. BMI is a measure of body fat that factors in height, weight, and sex. It is not a measure of body fat, USA Today. Are you guys idiots? So I put my BMI together this morning. You know what my BMI is?
What?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm eligible for a half-price seat, and you can go for free to the World Cup games in Brazil because I'm a BMI of 32. So according to the BMI thing, I'm obese. So I can get my doctor to write a note that says, Carl Lenore's BMI is 32, and that will get me into the World Cup games at half price. First of all, there's two different idiotic ideas here. Number one, obese people shouldn't be charged half. They should be charged twice for the larger seats that they have to supply them with, by the way. Mm-hmm. These seats are double the width of the average seat, which means that they're not only displacing another person, but they're getting it for half price. That is completely against how business metrics work. But I can understand they're trying to be, well, let's let the obese people have a special discount, right? And then the accompanying person gets to sit there for free because they need someone to help them in and out of the seat. This is sheer idiocy. I don't understand why they're even doing this.
It makes no sense.
This is completely the opposite of what they did in Germany, where if you could do 40 bodyweight squats, you can get on the train for free.
That makes sense.
With this one here, the way the German model would have been is, if you can walk up to the booth and you're huffing and puffing, then you get on the train for free. If you're fit, you have to pay full price. I mean, I don't know what Brazil's going after with this one here, but this totally blows my mind. And by the way, I'm obese.
According to the
BMI. Because according to the USA Today, and I want to read it again because obviously they have nobody doing any research at USA Today. BMI is a measure of body fat. A measure of body fat? Please.
Okay, so before we go into break,
yeah.
I want to go back to the Biggest Loser comment that you were talking about, that she looked okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Rick Pack put, I want to hear Carl's thoughts after he sees pictures of this woman. In the one image I have seen, I think she may have lost a beyond optimal amount of weight based on her small arm muscles and the muscle I assume she possessed when she was bigger. It does not appear, though, that she has become unhealthy underweight, but I really do not know. The scary fact is that she averaged a pound of weight loss per day for 5 months.
Yeah.
That does not seem healthy, and I wonder if she has paused her weight loss.
Yeah, and what the first thing I thought about when I heard this is, I wonder if she was, now listen to this, because we know that they do this for the supplement industry, right? I wonder if this girl literally bulked up to get into the challenge.
Wow.
I wonder if she took like a few months, ate like a maniac, and put on 100 and something pounds over, let's say, 6 or 7 months, because it would be logical that your body would try to find its way back home faster.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I'd like to see pictures of her from 2 or 3 years ago with progressively greater weight gain. I wonder if somebody can produce those. And by the way, I have to credit Justin. It looks like Green, Justin Green. He sent this message through the app, by the way.
Oh, good.
With the link to the USA Today article saying obese seats at a discount at the World Cup game. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test.
Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like this mashup. Black Eyed Peas and Sergio Mendez. Welcome back. We're really breaking with tradition today as far as Casual Friday goes.
Yes, and we are.
In the breaking of tradition, we actually have a call-in guest on the phone. Somebody who's listening to the show, been listening to the show for many, many years, who I think first discovered the show because of Off Topic on RX Muscle, and that's Carmela Cierzo. How you doing, Carmela?
Hi, Carl. Hi, Elisa.
Hi. This is the first time. No, I think we've spoken before.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe once.
Yeah.
We've chatted online, though.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yes.
So Carmela has something that she wants to share with the audience, because somebody out there may be relieved to understand what you have just gone through recently and may provide some answers for some people in the audience. So let's start at the beginning. When did something start happening, and what started happening at that time?
Okay, well, I think I've been feeling a bit, like, unmotivated and depressed probably since 2008. But then my mom passed away in 2009, so it got a little bit worse. You know, I started to kind of isolate myself from my friends and my family members kind of pushed people away. So I kind of associated it with the grieving process.
Sure.
But it started to get a little bit worse. At night, I would have like a little bit of anxiety. So I would actually have my iPod in my ears and listen to the podcast, because I would be concentrating on the podcast instead of having these thoughts of, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What's going to happen to me? Who's going to die next? Like, I always had these negative thoughts. So that helped me, actually, for maybe 2-3 years. But in November, because slowly it wasn't helping, like, I would put on the iPod at night, and I just couldn't concentrate even on the show, you know, because it would help me relax. I couldn't concentrate at all at night. So in November, I broke out in hives early in the morning.
Now, these hives were all over your body or just in certain places?
They were on my lower back and on my hamstrings.
Interesting.
And, like, I just woke up and I was like, oh, my lower back is itchy. So I started to scratch it, you know, and I was like, man, I can't stop scratching it. So I went to go get changed because I was getting ready for work. And I looked and I was like, holy what's going on? And then I took my pants off to put on my work pants, and I had more all the way down my hamstrings. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go to work, and if it gets worse, I'm just going to go to the hospital. So at around, they actually went away at around 1 or 2 p.m. They got, like, less and less itchy, and they kind of disappeared because it became like, they looked a little bit like mosquito bites, mm-hmm. like welts, because I was scratching them, so the skin got inflamed, you know?
Right.
So they went away. I didn't get them the whole week, but the following week, I got them again, always at night, like at around 1, 2 in the morning. I was like, what is going on? In my head, I was like, there's something wrong with me, but maybe it's an allergy.
Right.
So I started taking Benadryl, right? And I always usually eat, you know, we always usually eat the same thing every day, right?
Right, right. So it's not like you introduced a new food that could be doing this.
Nothing, Carl, nothing. So I said, let me keep a food diary just in case. And I actually eliminated, you know, I said, let me eliminate my eggs and see if it's that. You know, I was trying to do a process of elimination, but I was still getting them. There was actually like 2 days where I said, I'm going to cut out all my meat because maybe I'm just eating too much protein. And I still got them. So I was like, okay, there's something wrong. So on Christmas Eve, I actually went to the emergency room. That's how bad it was. I was having an anxiety attack. I thought I was, you know, going mental. I said, put me in a mental institute. I don't know what's wrong with me. My heart was just beating so fast. I could hear it in my ears. So I go to the emergency room. They give me anti-anxiety pills, sleeping pills, and Benadryl cream. Okay?
Right.
So that night, I actually took a pill because I was too, you know, I was completely going insane. You know, my whole body was itchy. So I took a pill. I slept. And then the next day I said, I'm not going to, you know, I was afraid of getting hooked, you know?
Right.
So I said, I'm just going to take the Benadryl allergy for nighttime relief. And at the same time, I called to have an appointment with the allergist. So then I spoke to my good girlfriend, Zoa Lindsay, who's an IFBB bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder, sure.
And I spoke to her, and she told me, you know, you should really get your thyroid tested. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, just get it tested. So I'm like, okay, let me go have a whole hormonal blood panel done. I checked my estrogen, progesterone. I had a list.
Now, I got to ask you a question, not to get off track. Is that a big issue in Canada? Because obviously you live in Canada, and can you just request that, or do they want to know why? And
no, you know what? I couldn't have went to, like, if I would have went to the emergency hospital, they just would have did a regular blood test. They wouldn't have checked my testosterone, my estrogen, because I thought maybe I was premenopausal, because
right.
I'm 38. I know it's still young, but I don't know. I didn't know what was happening to me,
right?
You know?
Right.
So I said, I just went private. I said, it's the best thing. I'm not going to, you know, go to the hospital and try and explain things to a doctor. They're not going to understand me. So I went private. I had a whole butt panel done. Calls me the next day. Tells me everything is fine, just my vitamin D is low.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay. So then I start Googling vitamin D and hives, and there could be an association, right? So I'm like, maybe, you know, I should start increasing my vitamin D. Maybe that's why I'm getting the hives. So I go pick up my blood test. because I didn't have them with me. I went back the week later to go pick them up so I can actually look at the numbers. And I thought my TSH, like, I was still in the normal range. Like, here the lab range that they were going by was between 0.27 and 4.2. And I was at 3.27.
You were getting up there, in other words. Your body was producing a lot of TSH.
That's what I thought, but I don't know nothing about the thyroid, right? So I speak to my girlfriend, and she's like, you're pretty high. I'm like, what are you talking
about?
And usually when the body
starts to elevate thyroid-stimulating hormone, it's because the feedback loops are saying, well, we're not getting enough T4 and T3 down here, so we need to produce more. And that's what happens when the body starts to respond to a failing thyroid system. And I say system specifically because it could be the enzyme cascades responsible for converting T4 to T3. It could be the direct hormone production. It could be the pituitary. It could be all these different things. But the body starts to ramp up and make more demands. So the answer has to be, we have to look at T4 and T3, both free, bound and unbound, to see is enough being created from this elevated TSH. So did they do total
Well, this is what I did. After Zoe told me this, okay, she's like, your number's pretty high. Again, I wanted to ignore it, okay, because I was like, I'm in the range, you know, because I don't want to think, you know, you don't want to think you have something, right?
Right, right.
I'm like, I'm in the range, I'm okay, I'm in the range. But then I spoke to another girlfriend of mine who had thyroid issues, and she told me, you're pretty high. So then that same night, again, big panic attack. I don't know what's wrong with my body. Something's going on with me. So the next day I called my friend. I said, is your doctor is private, your endocrinologist? She said, yes. I said, you know what? I'm going to bring my blood tests. He's going to look at them. Whatever. I'm going to pay. You know, at this point, you know, I don't know what to do, where to go, right? So I go there with my blood test results. The first thing he does is I go through all my medical history because I do have autoimmune disorders. I have rheumatoid. I was tested positive for rheumatoid arthritis, and I have the chronic uveitis in my right eye. So I go through all that, and on my dad's side, they're all diabetic. Okay.
Right.
So he does just a physical exam, blood pressure, checks my heart rate, you know, just like that, and he checks my thyroid, and he says to me, "Oh, your thyroid is shrinking." So I'm like, what does that mean, you know, because, like, I don't understand anything about thyroid. I didn't know a thing. So he's like, well, you might have an overactive immune system, and maybe it's attacking your thyroid. So I'm like, okay. So he told me he's going to do T3, T4, and he's going to do antibody.
Yeah, TPO, which is the thyroid antibody, to see if the thyroid is being attacked by the immune system.
Exactly. So he started me off with Synthroid. He started me with 0.025 milligrams for 7 days. Then I go up to 0.5. Then I go up to 0.75. So I'm going to see him in 6 weeks. He's going to do the whole blood test, and then I'm going to meet him again, and he's going to evaluate.
So since you've been taking the thyroid hormone, do you feel any better?
The first time I took, the first day I took it, the next day, well, that day that I took it at 6 in the morning. At around 12:30, I started getting this massive headache, and my skin, my face was all red, and, like, I started getting nauseous. So I actually called them, and I said, what pills did you give me? Because I was, you know, having a panic attack, you know. I was at work, and I was, like, nauseous, this headache. I never have headaches. I'm never nauseous. So he was just calm, like he was calm, he was just listening to me, and I was like going off, you know, I was going crazy, my temper was out of whack, and he said, just relax, you're going to see it's going to get better. So he actually calmed me down, and he actually told me that he doesn't like to see his patients over 1.0 TSH.
That makes
That's
sense.
What he told me.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting? Why Synthroid? Why not Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid?
I'm not too sure if he prescribes Armour. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, let him start with the Synthroid, and then maybe in a couple of months kind of ask him about the Armour.
Well, I would actually ask him now. I got to be honest with you, and here's why.
Yeah?
Yeah, because a lot of people
have a hard time finding the optimal or, let's say, the tolerable dose of Synthroid. And those same people have no problem with Armour Thyroid or Naturethroid.
Yeah, that's what Zoa was telling me also, because she's on Armour now, and she told me the same.
See, Armour is desiccated pig thyroid, porcine thyroid, and it has the appropriate amounts of both T4 and T3 in it.
Okay.
And so does Naturethroid. Naturethroid actually is even better because they've discovered like 8 different thyroid hormones, and they include all of them in Naturethroid.
Really?
Naturethroid comes in 1 grain, which is about 65 milligrams. Armour Thyroid also comes in quarter grain, half grain, and 1 grain sizes as well. But I would absolutely talk to him now and say, look, before we dial me in on this, can we please try either Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid, because these are natural alternatives to the synthetic thyroid hormone.
And what do I do if he doesn't prescribe it?
No, you don't. You have to tell him. Look, I want Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid. I don't want Synthroid because whatever you want to tell him to get him to understand that that's what you want. Like if I went to my own doctor, I'd say I don't want Synthroid, and then I'd be quiet. And if he looked at me and said, well, that's all I can prescribe, then I would say, well, then I may have to find another doctor because I absolutely don't want that. And then see what they say. I mean, I don't know what it's like with the medical system there in Canada, if you can be that assertive with the doctor. But
I think I can actually order it online if I have a prescription for it, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, Canadian pharmacies are really good about that. That's right. But I think you have to. But I think the prescription has to say Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid, because it has to be written differently than the Synthroid prescription.
Do I have to wait till, like, I get my, like, could it be just T4 my problem, or it could be both?
Well, it's usually both. That's why Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid are better alternatives, because they have.
Because it has both.
Both, yeah. Yeah, because both of them have biological activity. Like, a lot of people think it's just T3. That's why a lot of people just take Cytomel. And you know, it's not just T3. And actually, the folks at Naturethroid have discovered that there's like 5 or 6 other thyroid hormones that play a role, too, and they include all of those in theirs. So I would absolutely look at that.
Should I wait till I see him, Carl? Should I wait?
No,
like,
no,
I'm going at
no,
the end of March.
No, I would call him now. I would call him now and just have it.
Are you serious? Oh, my God, I'm so nervous to do that.
No, just call him up and say, listen, I've got a question for you. I have a half a dozen friends who all have thyroid issues from around the world, some in Canada, some in the United States. And after talking with all of them, one of the common things they all said was they started out on Synthroid, and it took forever to find a tolerable dose, a dose that made them feel better and didn't make them feel sick or have other issues. But they all agreed that when they were put on either Armour Thyroid or Naturethroid, which are desiccated porcine thyroid, that they felt better immediately. Why can't we start me off with that instead of trying to find the perfect dose in this? And just see what he says.
That's what I'm going to do.
In fact, tape this part of the interview and just play it back and say, I'm sorry my voice may change during this conversation. That's all.
And I'll just play your voice.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, and will you check back with us and let us know? This is good. So people out there having anxiety attacks and hives need to think about their thyroid.
I was going crazy. Like, I'm starting to feel a bit better, but I still have, because now I'm going to see the allergist on Tuesday. I still kept my appointment with the allergist because he's an allergist immunologist.
Good.
So I'm thinking that's good, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to lose this doctor, right? So I'm going to go see him. But now I'm off the Benadryl. I can't take Benadryl for 5 days before I see him. And last night I didn't have the hives, but I had, my skin was itchy. Like I tried so hard not to scratch, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm still having the itchy skin.
Well, and it may be something different. You may find out that the itchy skin is something that just also happened at the same time, but it has nothing to do. You'll find out. But will you check back with us?
Oh my God, definitely.
Okay, so keep us posted, okay, Carmela?
Thank you very much, and I love the show.
Thank you for listening.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys are helping me out so much. Like, every time I listen to the show, I always learn something.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
awesome.
You. Good luck.
I will talk
Let
to you
us
soon.
Know.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good stories still to talk about. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just makes be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
I like that.
Welcome back. So, you know, there's all this debate about whether or not genetically modified crops or hurting the environment. Clearly, we know that they're linked to certain diseases, possibly in humans. At least we think so.
Uh-huh.
But there's always this debate that they are sustainable, better for the environment. But that's not true, is it?
Well, no. There's an article from the Cornucopia Institute that I found very interesting, with all of the question from scientists about colony collapse disorder.
Right.
I just want to read some of this about the pollinators and organic farms. Okay, so according to this study, organic farms are home to around 30% more wildlife species than conventional farms. And of the pollinators, like bees and insects, they showed a 50% higher rate in organic farms as compared to conventional farms. And this result has been robust over the last 30 years of published studies.
Right.
30 years of
right.
published studies.
Right.
But they can't figure out why we have colony collapse disorder.
Well, and it's getting even worse for honey manufacturers, or what do you call bee charmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the bee charmers in Mexico, excuse me, their products are being rejected by the European markets because, and this is something that is breaking news today, actually.
We're on the cutting edge.
Yes, we are. the Smithsonian Institute had a couple researchers work with farmers in the Yucatan that raise honeybees, because the Yucatan Peninsula and Mexico in general is responsible. They're the fifth largest exporter of honey to the world. Well, what they're discovering is that the pollen from genetically modified soybean crops is showing up in the honey. And what that means is it's being rejected by the European markets that are non-GMO. They're not even going to let the honey in. So now these farmers in Mexico are panicked because, A, they're losing market share because they won't be able to sell to markets that don't allow genetically modified crops. And B, they're going to have to drop their price in the other markets because there's a lot of people don't want GMO in their diet. So honey that comes from Mexico is actually laced with GMO pollen. And so this is getting scary. Like, we've talked about how insidious genetically modified crops are and cross-pollinating with other crops. Well, look, the pollen is being picked up by the bees and it's finding its way into the honey. So now honey is going to be a problem for people who want to stay away from GMO, and the European market doesn't want it at all. So they're rejecting the honey deliveries from Mexico now. This is unbelievable. When will it stop? When will it stop?
Oh, it's never going to stop.
And it's like we need research to show whether, you know what? And this is why Monsanto recently decided to invest money in organic farming.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because they're going to find a way to twist that out of shape too. Now.
And I just read an article about organics being shipped over from China.
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Well, no, that you just need, I mean, even if it says USDA organic on it, it could be from China.
Well, some places have to. I stand to be corrected. I don't know if they require that the country of origin be on it, or some places like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, they put the place of origin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you just have to restrict yourself to places where they openly disclose that.
Yes, I would agree.
Unbelievable.
I wanted to revisit carrageenan in light of the fact that we've been talking about things that cause cancer and all of this. It's like the perfect storm.
When you and I first met, we got carrageenan. I told you carrageenan has been linked to a variety of different stomach cancers. We got it out of our diet.
Yeah, we did. Because I was drinking an almond milk that had carrageenan in it, and we've stopped drinking that.
And it's easy to understand, right? So people say, well, carrageenan is natural. It comes from a bean. Okay, big deal.
Well, it says here carrageenan is a common food additive extracted from red seaweed.
Right. Right. And it's a thickening agent. It's designed to make things thicker. Because for some reason, we're in love with thick stuff, right? If something is too watery, it's like, oh, that's no good. So let's add xanthan gum, which is also from a natural bean, I believe, a legume. Xanthan gum,
I think xanthan gum is also from a seaweed. Carrageenan is from a seaweed. Let's put these in there to make things thicker. Well, guess what? Guess what happens when you use things that are thickening agents? They clog up stuff.
I was talking to a IFBB pro bikini, and
she does a cooking class.
She does a cooking class, which I took, and she told us to add carrageenan. Xanthan gum to our protein powder.
Yeah, she buys
it in bulk.
Raw xanthan gum.
And uses it to like make a pudding out of her protein powder. And I knew right then that I should just walk out.
Yeah. So you know what else makes things thick, folks? Concrete. Put that in your food and eat that too. It's like, are you joking?
It says here, for the past four decades, scientists have warned that the use of carrageenan in food is not safe. Animal studies have repeatedly shown that it causes gastrointestinal inflammation, higher rates of intestinal lesions, ulcerations, and even malignant tumors.
Right.
But yet, it's okay to be used in food.
Well, that's because the FDA hasn't decided to take it off the market yet. They're going to wait for the companies that depend on it to find some other poisonous alternative to put in there in its place, and that's when they'll allow it to go. You know, the FDA never comes down like right away, okay, we just learned something, guys. We're giving you, 5 months to get this stuff out of the food chain because we have to protect people. That's the price of being in the business of making food. No, what they do is they go, well, we're going to have to get this stuff out. How long do you guys need? Well, we need 2 years to find an old. Okay. So in 2 years, so when they write carrageenan has to be out of the food chain by 2018. And you say to me, why does it take so long? This is why. The FDA gives them time to find an alternative poison for us. It's ridiculous. And the FDA wants greater oversight over other industries. They can't do this job right. They can't do this job right.
It says here that degraded carrageenan is not allowed in foods, but scientists have raised concerns for decades that the use of food grade, which is undegraded carrageenan, also causes harm.
Yeah. It's a thickening agent. It clogs stuff up. It clogs up the proton pumps in the gut. It clogs stuff up. It's like, let's just start putting candle wax in things.
Okay, so the undegraded carrageenan, once it hits the stomach acid turns it into degraded carrageenan.
Yeah, so there you go. So then it's in the form that they don't want you to have.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Really, really great.
So it's commonly in dairy products such as whipped cream, ice cream, cottage cheese, yogurts, sour cream, soy milk, almond milk, sliced turkey.
Yeah, it's a thickening agent. Sure.
And nutritional drinks.
Yeah. So keep in mind, look for carrageenan and xanthan gum. Try to keep it out of your diet as much as possible.
Soups, broths, microwave dinners, frozen pizzas, beware. Don't be eating those frozen pizzas.
Well, there you go. It's in everything that man makes themselves.
Well, there right? You go. You just need to be eating whole foods.
Yeah, and not at Whole Foods, the store. You need to eat foods that grow naturally out of the ground or walk on the earth, and we kill them to eat them. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anything that comes in a box with instructions on how to warm it up, throw it away.
Yeah.
Before we go into the break, I want to talk about spirulina for a second, because we have the best spirulina product in the world as a sponsor. That's BioAge.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about the benefits of spirulina, which is basically an algae. And in the case of BioAge, it's a microalgae that's made in a reactor. So it's not out there in a pond where 2,4-D from the farmer up the street is raining down on it and dirty mm-hmm. rain is coming. It's actually an enclosed environment that they make this in. So it's pristine, completely organic, no pesticides, nothing, no dirt, no debris, no particulate matter from the highway up the street, none of that stuff. It's pure. It's the best microalgae spirulina you can get. University of Maryland just published a paper, didn't they?
It's on, let me just see if it's how recent it
UMM.edu. I don't see a date on it.
No, it doesn't have a date, but they're just talking about how it's immune support, protein supplement, allergic reaction, antibiotic related
illnesses, right.
Infection, oral cancer, liver disorders.
Now keep in mind the liver disorder. So hold on to that one for a second, right? Adele Moussa just published a fantastic blog post this morning. that shows that it's when the liver becomes unhealthy that the probability of developing diabetes increases. So you have to pay attention to your liver enzymes.
Yeah, my friend just had some issues with her liver.
And we think that she may, we asked her to start checking her blood sugar too because of some other thing.
Yeah,
she's not going to do it.
She's not going to do that.
So keeping the liver healthy is really important. And I've said it before. There's a reason that the word liver is made up with the word live.
It says here, studies show that spirulina can help prevent cancer, boost brain function. I mean, it's just, it's like a wonder supplement.
And when Dr. Roland Thomas comes on the show and we talk about how wonderful it is, I know people are thinking snake oil, like how can it do all these things? But it does. Not to mention that the little known discussion that this algae can actually create petroleum products that can be used to fuel our cars.
There was a study published in December of 2008 in the International Journal of Integrative Biology. It found that mice who were fed spirulina extracts experienced elevated liver enzymes, protecting them from liver damage.
There you go. So there you go. Get yourself some BioAge today. It's the best out there. Because it combines a variety of different forms of, excuse me, microalgae. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break.
One last thing, it boosts brain function, too.
Yeah. It's not doing that for me.
I know.
At least not today.
You need to take a handful.
Yeah, there you go. I got to take more. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got more stories to talk about and also listener comments and questions. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge colostrum powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
When the park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back.
Guess who's back?
I asked my 16-year-old daughter the other day, Sydney, if she liked that new song with Eminem and Rihanna.
Yes.
I love the song. I think the lyrics are great. Something about, you know, I'm friends with the monsters under my bed. I get along with the voices in my head. I think it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
She said they play it too much. She's tired of it. I can't get enough of it. So there you go. Okay, so first things first. Let's see, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a story that I can find here in just a second.
Strokes trigger more deadly.
Yes, this is really important for the
African-Americans.
Yeah. So following an infection, the rate of stroke occurs, or increases, I should say. But it does not increase equally across racial divides. Apparently, African Americans have a 39 times greater risk of having a stroke or death from stroke after having an infection. 39 times. Compared to their Hispanic counterparts, which are 5 times greater, and Caucasian counterparts, which are 4 times greater. This is really a really important discussion, especially if you've had an infection of some sort. Infection before stroke appears to be the most lethal for Black Americans, says the lead author, Deborah Levine, assistant professor of medicine in the Division of General Medicine at UM Medical School. This is University of Michigan, by the way, in Ann Arbor. We know that African Americans have a much greater risk of dying from a stroke than white Americans, and we wanted to know if infections, which research suggests is a stroke trigger, might contribute to this disparity. So, if you've had an infection, and I don't know what kind of infections, let's see here.
This is important. Infection is believed to promote the formation of blood clots and fat buildup in arteries, which block the artery and stop the flow of blood to the brain, causing a stroke.
Okay, so this is called an increase in thrombotic index, folks. There are lots of things that reduce thrombotic index that you can do on your own. The first is ginger or ginger extract. The second is fish oil. The third is vitamin E. Okay, those three right there. The fourth is white willow bark.
I was just going to ask that.
Those four. If you have an infection and you're an African American, make sure you take copious amounts of fish oil, vitamin E, vitamin D3 also thins the blood, ginger, white willow bark. These could all help prevent that thrombotic index from creeping up that causes the potential for a stroke risk. And this is especially important for those of you who have elderly loved ones, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. If somebody says, you know, grandpa has an infection, we had to take him to the doctors to get antibiotics or something like that, make sure that grandpa starts taking white willow bark, ginger, some vitamin E, you know, maybe some D3. Make sure that you get some things that have an antithrombotic effect into them right away. So there you go.
That's also breaking news today. You'll probably hear it later on the news. So.
Or on Facebook.
We have lots of, you know, thanks to this app. Yeah, 50 people have posted on Facebook once it's released. Oh, and by the way, speaking of posting things, we posted in the new Superhuman National News, which the editor is Alex Leaf. Those of you who know him, I have to cough. Hold on a second. I've been trying to avoid that. We have two newsletters a week that we release with breaking news. One of them that we released was how shivering could be as good as exercise because of how brown fat burns calories. The problem is that humans don't develop brown fat very easily, and when they do, as pointed out by Adele Musa, it's usually on the back, below the neck. Like if you ever see somebody who has that humpback look because they're really obese, that's usually where the brown fat is. So this notion that getting fatter and shivering is going to make you lose weight is really a mistake to pursue.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, but we did. We published this story earlier in the week, I think. So just sign up for the newsletter and you'll get this stuff in your inbox.
Yeah. Have you signed up for the newsletter and liked our Facebook page?
Yeah, you might win $500 worth of product.
Yes.
Yeah, so check that out.
Unless your name is J.A. Larson.
Yeah, he said no.
He said no.
Elisa posted it on the
Health Information
Sharing Network, and she said, hey, you know, enter to win $500, and this guy, J.A. Larson, posted no.
So a little bit further down, he had a post, and I put no.
Did you really? Good for you. Good for you.
Okay, you ready for listener questions?
Yes. So let's see here.
Okay, the first one I have here is from Christian Lombardo.
Yeah.
He said he could not find show number 1267.
Yes, and after looking through, I skipped that number.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
I could swear, but I could be wrong. I'll have to go back and look at the date. But I think that's when my sister passed away.
So there is no show 1267.
No, there is no show. Because I went to the original, I went to the master files where we keep all the MP3s and the original tape, and we don't have a show 1267.
Wow, that's awesome. He picked up on it.
So sorry for those of you who are looking for show 1267. It doesn't exist.
Okay, so the next one is, I wanted to give a shout out to William. Is his last name Andrews?
Yes, Professor William Andrews.
Yes, Professor. He's a smart man.
He's a law professor. He teaches international tax law. So, yes, very, very, and he is a,
he's a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great guy. Really great guy.
Well, we had a conversation with him, and evidently, you know, we talked about the hot water and lemon thing that I drink first, the concoction that I drink first thing in the morning to kind of detox my body and my liver. It's just hot water and lemon. So he does the same thing, but he adds apple cider vinegar to it, which is a good suggestion. And then Carl did the same and added ginger to it as well.
Yeah, ginger, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and lemon. It was unbelievable. And hot water. It tasted great.
And it's so good for you.
Yeah.
But he sent me a link to it's called MSC International Joey Lemon Juicer. It's on Amazon. It's only $7.15.
Yeah.
So they're handy.
Let's see. Thanks to the new app, we get lots of messages. Let's see here. This one comes from Joe Gonzalez. It says, hey, Carl, I'm a big fan of the show. I just came across your banner ad for Antius Labs Nanadrol, 30 milliliters. Could you please do a show on this product? Like you have in the past on new sponsor products. Yes, we will. I already talked to Reggie Johal when we interviewed him the other day, earlier in the week, and we will have someone come on, one of the formulators come on and explain how the product works. So, yes, thank you for that, Joe, and we will do that.
Okay, so the next one is, good morning, Elisa. I'm a longtime listener of the show. Oh, this is by Spartan Maker.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a longtime listener of the show and sent you a friend request. Carl's interview yesterday with Dr. Inman from MIT was fascinating. That was fascinating. It was such a good interview. I messaged Carl on his wall and would really like to hear what brand and dosage of Lactobacillus reuteri you and Carl use or intend to use. I'm unclear on an efficacy a dosage. I generally trust Now's products, but I'm not wed to any brand. I want to get this right.
We're trying to find the sponsor right now that makes the best Lactobacillus rotari out there. And what Elisa found out in her research, there's actually people out there. There's a company out there that actually liberates it from human breast milk.
Yes, and it comes in a liquid and also a chewable form. So we're going to find out about trying to get them as a sponsor, but they're a pharmaceutical company.
Right. So that's why she was like, "You sure they own other pharmaceutical companies?" I was like, "Okay, wait, maybe we have to find somebody else."
Yeah.
So we're looking into that because I want to start taking it as well with my other probiotics.
But if you haven't heard that interview, you guys should listen to it.
Curtis Maggi says, "Can you please have a show on creatine? I am new to physical culture and have been told it was harmful. I need a better understanding on timing and how much to take. Thanks and continued success." So this coming Tuesday, the first half hour of the Blueprint Power Hour will be dedicated to Curtis Maggi's question. Every type of creatine out there, benefits, any potential side effects, dosing, what to expect. We're going to do a creatine show.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that.
And then the rest of the show will be answering other people's questions. We're going to focus on creatine during the first half hour.
Will you guys focus on creatine for women a little bit too?
Why is it different?
Well, I don't know. Is it different? That's my question.
No, it's not.
It's no different.
No.
For men or women. Because I've heard that women shouldn't take it.
Why?
Because it bloats you and makes you hold water.
Okay. There's creatine in tuna fish. There's creatine in beef. There's creatine in chicken. There's creatine in every animal protein in the world.
Okay.
So it's just an amino acid. Even though the guy that we met at the, remember that we went to the Olympia one year. And there was a guy there with this new form of creatine. And he was going on and he kept calling creatine something. I forget. And I said, "Well, you know, it's an amino acid." He goes, "No, creatine's not an amino acid." I said, "Sure it is." He goes, "No, it's not." I was, "Okay. Maybe you know better." I'm 99% sure creatine is an amino acid. But anyway, okay. So creatine is no different for women than it is for men, except there are some creatines that cause water retention more so than others. So it does that in both men and women, but women hate water retention.
Yes, we do.
Men go, "Man, I'm putting on," even though the water retention is in your muscles, women hate it. To think that, "Oh my God, yesterday I was 3 pounds lighter." What the heck? Even though it's in your muscles and your muscles are fuller and you're stronger, women go, "I hate this. I just put on 3 pounds in one day. This is terrible. What a bad idea this creatine was." We'll address that. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, Robert Puentes.
Ah, the gorilla cookie guy. He makes the gorilla cookie, man. Yeah, there you go.
He says, "Love Casual Friday. Thought it was ironic that the recent Fit Expo in Los Angeles was sponsored by none other than Subway."
Really?
Breakfast of Champions. Not
really.
Not yeah. They
the Fit Expo is sponsored by Subway. Well, what, in the Fit Expo's defense, I think that they're actually doing a special yoga class where people will be using the footlong Subway as their mat. So they had to do that. They had to do that. I bet Fit Expo's really upset about that right this second, with all the negative publicity that Subway is getting.
I'm sure. Okay, so Joe Krajewski.
Okay, sounds right.
With the recent opening of Trader Joe's in Buffalo, New York, can you and Carl talk about your top 5 to 10 favorite items to purchase in the store? Okay, so I thought about that, and one of them is fish.
Yeah, they have the best prices on wild cod, tuna. I mean, they have the best prices on fish. They have their own boats that flash freezes the stuff right there on the boat and goes right from the boat to their distribution center and from the distribution center to all the stores. Best prices in the world on all their fish, really.
Okay, number two, they have pure stevia. It's organic stevia.
Tiny little thing.
And you just need a little.
Comes with a little tiny, what looks like a Coke spoon. It comes with a little tiny spoon.
How do you know what that looks like?
I read a book about Coke spoons one time.
Okay. It's like, it's $9.99, but it lasts forever.
Yes.
And it's organic pure stevia. There's no other ingredient. Like a lot of stevia has maltodextrin in
it.
This is pure stevia. And it's $9.99, but it lasts forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Nuts. They have the best selection and best prices on all sorts of nuts.
The prices are incredible on like Brazil nuts, raw almonds, and they have tons of different selections, walnuts, pecans.
The best selection of nuts and the best prices by far. Absolutely.
Sparkling water.
Yes, absolutely.
79 cents. And we drink it all the time.
The flavored sparkling waters are great. The lime raspberry is great. The orange is great. What other one do they have that you like? The lemon?
The orange. They have lime, orange, lemon. I like them all. They're all great. They're organic teas. They have the best prices on their organic teas. I like their green tea, and then they have a mint tea that's organic.
But it's seasonal. Some of their teas, they only have it, like, they have a candy cane mint tea
but
that only comes out at Christmas.
But it's not organic.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not organic. So, but that's where I buy my organic green tea and my organic mint tea. And they're cheap. They're like $2.79.
Everything is so inexpensive.
At Whole Foods, it's like $7.
For the same thing.
For the same thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste as good.
I'm trying to think what they have great oatmeal.
Yeah, they have organic.
Both organic steel cut or organic rolled oats. Very, very inexpensive. And I still eat oatmeal. I like oatmeal, so.
You have to be careful. You can't. A lot of their produce is not organic.
That's true.
But they do have organic frozen strawberries, and I eat strawberries because they're low in carbs. Like I think it's one carb per medium strawberry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I like having the frozen ones, and I'll just have them with my yogurt. Or my protein powder in the morning. But they're inexpensive for their strawberries.
I love to drop one in a flute of champagne, personally, because it's like an ice cube. And it gives the champagne a pretty pink color, and it's great to eat after you drink the champagne. There you go. Okay?
There. You
see,
put
I'm
it
not
out
a,
there.
I'm not all stuck up. I'm not all a tightwad here. Come on.
I'm just trying. And they have a good selection. If you eat cheese, they have a good selection of cheese.
Parmesan cheese, best deal in the world.
It's inexpensive.
$4 and change a pound for a block of Parmesan cheese, and it's good Parmesan cheese. I mean, it's not the super aged stuff, but it's aged enough where it has those crystals in it of saltiness that I love in Parmesan cheese. Great prices on Parmesan cheese, for sure.
One thing I do not like there is some of their meats.
Their meats.
No, their meats aren't that.
And
like
I got to tell you something.
Their chicken or ground turkey meat is not good.
No, and I'll tell you something. So when I lived in Phoenix, I used to eat their grass-fed ground beef all the time because it was the only grass-fed ground beef I could find. And then when I got here to Kentucky and I met some of these farmers that I work with now who finished the beef properly, I remembered that when I used to cook their grass-fed ground beef, it used to smell like wet dog.
Oh, it was awful.
I've talked about it. And now the beef smells fantastic. So I don't like any of their meats at all. I got to say that.
Their fish is good, but their meat's kind of.
The one thing I do like that's in the meat section from them is they have a nitrite-free bacon that mm-hmm. I like that's really thick cut and naturally cured. It's really, really good, smoke cured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very – not. And again, you expect to pay like premiums for this stuff and you get good prices on it.
And the last thing I'll say is their chicken broth. They have a low sodium chicken broth that's like 70.
It's $1.29 for a container of it.
And the whole container is like 70 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah.
And
the same container is like $2 and change everywhere else. Everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's see what else we can talk about here. We have, I want to thank again, Justin Green for the, obesity discount at the World Cup. I will be attending now that I know I can get there for half price and Elisa can sit for free because she has to help me in and out of my chair because I'm obese. Let's see here. Barry Short says, Carl, I see how to play the podcast from the app, but I don't see where I can click to download them. We're working on that. There's a new app going to be published. I guess a new version of the app going to be published sometime next week. And it's going to have a lot of these things fixed, so just bear with us. This one is from Aaron M., who I know is Aaron Mackin, who said, just checking out my new app and want to holla at you. Love my SH tribe.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron Mack, and thank you for downloading the app also. And the app will get better and better over time. I'm actually going to look for someone specifically just to work on the app now that I've got it up and running. So let's see. I think we have one more comment or question. Hold on.
And I just want to mention, we have a new website we're coming out with.
Oh, yeah.
It looks great. I can't wait to publish it, get it out there.
Yeah, because a lot of people hate our website. They're like, oh, it looks so goofy. You got so much going on over there. Hey, it served me well for a lot of years.
Yeah, but the new one's going to be great.
Let's see this one. Richard, hi from the UK. Is there any way to receive notifications of the live show daily? Since downloading the app, I've started to listen to the live show, but sometimes I miss it, even take the five-hour time difference into account. Does the broadcast time change? No, it does not. It's noon to 2, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. So that's it. That's right. That's 5 hours different from Greenwich Mean Time. So it would be 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Right? Yeah, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock
in the UK.
In the UK, PM. He says, I tore my medial cruciate ligament about the same time. Heard about your hamstring. Don't stop. Don't let it stop you. It's a hard pill to swallow for a time. But it's slowly building my lifts back to elite again with the help of SHR. That's really a promising statement. When I hear people that have, you know, listening to the show and it's keeping them motivated and stuff like that, I like that. And, yes, one of the new features of the app will be that push notifications will notify you of what topics are going to be on and how long from now. So you'll be able to go, oh, in 4 hours I got to listen to that. So we're working on that, too. So make sure if you download the app to turn push notifications on. Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening this week. If we missed anything, I promise we'll try to get to it next week. We've got great shows planned next week, as usual. And don't forget to sign up for the Superhuman National News. It is now being edited by Alex Leaf. He does a fantastic job. Nothing but great things in there. Read these stories before they come out in the mainstream. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to sign up for the newsletter. We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.